This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Presented through the generosity of CV Rep, a world-class theater in an intimate setting. The website is cvrep.org, 68510 East Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City. You've got passes to the Air Museum. The website is psairmuseum.org, 778-6262. I call it the Patriotic Center of the Coachella Valley. And I don't know if Disney's G1 airplane is still over there, but it was, and it's called the Mouse. You've got a $30 gift certificate to Maracas Mexican Cantina and Grill. Both of the stores, the one on East Palm Canyon Drive and the one on Dine Shore. Let me give you the phone number for Palm Springs. 322-9654.
Hola, Jolly Pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
You've got a gift certificate to McDonald's. You can use it at any one of Dick Shalab's 30... How many McDonald's? 33? Maybe more by now. You've got passes to the Palm Springs Art Museum. Palm Springs Art Museum houses 3 floors of extraordinary modern, contemporary, and Western art, as well as a world-class bistro. psmuseum.org, 322-4800, and it works this way. Do you have children, Rob?
I have a cat.
Yeah, so do I. But I have 3 kids, so we'll make them work today. We'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 3, I'll mail you passes to the Air Museum, food at Maracas, food at McDonald's, and the Art Museum. So it's museums and restaurants. That's a good one. And thank you for making this show, which you have for 27 years. Couldn't have done it without my Joey pals. Okay, more books and authors. We say hello to Rob Osler.
Osler,
doggone it. No. What nationality is that? It's pretty.
I don't know. I think it's Austrian.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Maybe it's royal, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
No.
Bless you. You never know, though.
You never know.
I haven't done one of those, 23andMe.
No, me neither. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Rob Osler, and the book is called The Devil's Chew Toy. Now, I'm thinking puppies, but he just told us he has a cat.
I did, and I do, but there is a bull terrier hiding beneath the bed.
Oh, there you go.
And he proves... He proves instrumental in driving the story forward.
Okay, you tell us. The book is called...
The book is called Devil's Chew Toy. It's a mystery. It's an amateur sleuth. It features a gay, ginger, 25-year-old part-time blogger, middle school teacher, who finds himself caught up in a missing persons case.
Wait, say that whole sentence again. It features a gay ginger, means redhead.
Yep.
Go ahead.
25-year-old,
okay,
part-time gay relationship blogger, and middle school teacher. Who finds himself caught up in a missing persons case. There's a missing go-go boy.
I love it.
And so in search of the missing go-go boy, he befriends some of the go-go boy's friends.
I'm sorry, your time is up. No. Where did you come up with this plot?
Hunters.
Yes, surely.
The gay bar.
Yes.
So this, they have go-go boys. Once I pitched this story at the San Francisco Writers Conference years ago, and I spent too much time just trying to explain to New York agents and editors that there are go-go boys and they're not go-go girls. Even just that was like a little bit of a mind bender.
Uh-huh.
But at Hunter's at the time, right, they put a sheet of plywood on the pool table as the platform for the go-go boys. I was thinking, what if one of them tripped and there's a mishap? And there is a mishap in the book. This is how the book starts.
Right.
And then things just take a crazy turn. Go-go boy disappears. And Hayden befriends Hollister, who is a black butch lesbian.
Butchless. Okay, I'm with you.
Right? Think Serena Williams with a mohawk.
Oh, my.
Right? So the most improbable pairing. She's big. He's large. He's white. She's black. He's very timid. He described himself the same way one of his exes did, right? My capacity for thrill-seeking maxes out at the teacups ride at Disneyland.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
What a great line.
So she's bold. He's timid. But together, they form an improbable friendship and an even more improbable crime-fighting duo. So in search of the missing go-go boy, they run into an international crime ring.
Of course they do.
Of course. And they just go off on this crazy farce. I call it a quasi mystery, which is the merge of
quasi and
of queer and cozy.
Oh, I went to quasi. No, I like yours better. Queer,
quasi,
queer and cozy.
Right. So for those,
does it have anything to do with a dog?
It does. Go-Go Boy has a dog.
Okay.
And because the Go-Go
but he's missing.
Go-Go Boy's missing, but the dog is left behind. So who's going to care for the dog?
Oh, dear.
So Hayden has to care for the dog. And that's how he gets immersed into this mystery of where did this guy disappear to?
And now don't give away the book.
But no, no, no.
Does it have a happy ending?
It's a cozy. So again, for cozies, for those listeners, right? It's a subgenre of mystery.
Right.
If there's a vicar who's found in the rose bush,
yes,
right? All signs are that's a cozy. Miss Marple,
yes.
Jessica Fletcher, Murder, She Wrote, all cozies. No profanity, right? If there is any sex, it's alluded to. It's what they call off the page.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually humor.
I can tell.
And it's just a good, what they call a good clean read.
It's a good read.
Right? Don't have to have profanity. Don't have to have sex.
Is this your first book?
It is my debut novel. I have a short story that came out last year that won the Ellery,
Ellery Queen?
It was in Ellery Queen Mystery Magazine.
Wow.
And it won the Mystery Writers of America's Best First Short Story.
Good for you.
That's on my website.
Where do you live?
I live in Palm Springs.
Well, of course. Now, what's the name of the hero in your book?
Hayden McCall.
Is he going to have a sequel?
My agent is working on the contract now. It's called Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, dear.
And it's an upscale circus event with a Michelin star dinner.
Christmas? No, sleigh has nothing to do with Christmas.
Oh, no, no, no. It's,
okay.
It's like, you know, sashay.
S-L-A-Y. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
interesting.
So that should come out in a year.
You need therapy.
Oh.
Or maybe the book is
therapy. I was going to say, yeah, you're right.
The book is therapy, exactly. Yeah. Okay. The book is called
Devil's Chew Toy.
Is there a subtitle?
Nope.
No, no, I can't see.
That's just the cover blurb of another author who was kind of saying something else.
Oh, my God, Rob. I mean, do you think of these things at night? Do you sleep? Your mind's very active.
I do. When I wake up, I do think of, like, different plot points and what to do with the characters. Because, you know, mystery is a bit of, you know, there's a puzzle. And if you do it well, when you get to the end, the reader gets to the end, right? They go, oh.
Did you start with the ending? And go backwards, like Andrew Neiderman tells us he does?
I'm a mess when it comes to that, because a lot of mystery writers, right, they'll say, I'm a pantser, right, fly by the seat of your pants, so you just start tapping and see where it goes. Or you're a plotter, where everything is on note cards and you figured out all the major plot points. I'm somewhere in the middle, but I've learned that being more of a pantser is really inefficient, because I'll work myself into corners where I'm like, well, that was really fun, and I entertained myself in writing that chapter, but now where do I go? That doesn't make sense. So you have to learn to just let things go, because it's got to make sense, right, to the reader. There's nothing worse than reading a mystery, right? And you're like, you get to the end, and you're like, but that doesn't make any sense.
So what's the answer to my question? You worked, plotted?
I'm more of a pantser.
Okay.
And in the end, I just had to do a lot of revisions to make sense.
To make it come out.
To make it make
sense.
And
to leave the door open for it to go on.
That's a trick too, right? Because if you've done it right, the characters are engaging enough where, I want to go on their next adventure.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And yet you want to feel fulfilled, like you haven't invested all this time in a book and – there's no conclusion. Interesting.
Right. And again, for the genre of cozy, or in my case, quozy.
Yes.
You know, people seek that happy ending and that closure, and I do deliver that. It is tied up, but hopefully, you know, I leave you reading. I leave you wanting more.
Wanting more. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
Where can we get the book, dear?
RobOsler.com will give you links. Now, it's on Amazon.
Sure.
It's here at the Q Trading Company. It's at Barnes & Noble, you know, in Palm Desert. It's everywhere. But if you go to my website, there's links to, you know, your local bookstore.
Yes.
And I really, you know, encourage you to...
Do you have it over at Just Fabulous yet? Have you done a book signing?
Stephen? He really does, as I'm sure you know, focuses on architecture, mid-century modern...
Design, oh, yeah, but he has a lot of stars. And
so it is not there.
Let me tell you, Joey Pals, and this will be on my website, RobOsler.com. Rob
Osler.
Osler.
Right.
I want to say the long O, Osler.
It's good either way.
But like Osterizer, Rob Osler.
There you go.
.com. What's next for you? Him again?
Cirque du Soleil should come out next year in about a year.
Oh, you're already writing it.
Oh, it's with my editor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Yeah. Okay.
I've got a short story that's coming out in an anthology a year from now based on Elvis Costello songs.
Oh, my gosh.
I was asked to do a short story, so it's called... It's on Red Shoes, A Lover of Red, and it features drag queens, drama, and Louboutin shoes.
Works for me.
There you go.
This is wonderful. I admire people who write books. I write checks. I mean, that's the extent of my talent. What fun we had, Joey Pals. We talked with Terry Nelson, and Brian King brought us a book, and Rob Osler. No.
Perfect.
Yes, Osler brought us a book, The Devil's Chew Toy. It's a mystery. You can get it on Amazon, but go to robosler.com. How much is a book these days? $12?
It depends on the format. There's audiobook, there's,
oh, yes.
There's ebook, and then there's hardcover.
Gotcha. I like the feel of a book in my hands.
I do too.
I was happy to see that we still have books. I have lots of books. And one of my sons says, when I go home to God, he said, we're just going to back the truck in here and move these all out and give them to charity. And I said, the ones that are signed by the authors. I have every book Sidney Sheldon wrote, and he signed them all. Can you do that on an e-book? I don't think so. Bring us the next one, will you please?
I would love to.
Thank you. Thanks for being here, Rob. Rob Osler. And the book is called The Devil's Chew Toy, and the title isn't quite what you think it is.
Mm-mm. Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours reminds you there are 7 days in a week. Some day is not one of them. Travel the world while you can. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Come with me next March to Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Qatar. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Might be a good idea while you've got company over the holidays. Send them on a day excursion. Dana Haynes wants you to know, we are under the 9th sign, astrologically, Sagittarius, until December 21st. She comes down from the mothership, where you can contact her at astrologyworldnews.com. You can call 442-226-6378. Desert Water Agency reminds you, because of those new restrictions, no sprinklers during daylight hours. Now, see, when the time changed, my timer's all screwed up. I just had it fixed. Oh, I'll work on that. And restaurants can only serve water upon request. DWA.org. And don't they recommend that you do not overseed this fall and go gold to help the statewide drought. Go gold means let your grass look brown or gold, okay? Just Fabulous. We love this website. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Get ready for Christmas with their fabulous selection of ornaments that always sell out quickly. 20% off all their Christmas trees. Huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and more things for birthdays, weddings, and a new collection of retro pool floats. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, lalovisions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what life holds in store for you. Delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in beautiful nearby Yucca Valley. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website. It's a great gift idea. And as Pat Boone says, you'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has a holiday schedule during this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The 24th through the 27th, the first tram up is at 8 a.m. The last tram down, that's the one you don't want to miss. The last tram down is at 9:30 p.m. And you can do the ride and dine with the tram ticket and dinner at Pines Cafe, pstramway.com. Okay, the Palm Springs Cultural Center, home of the best popcorn. psculturalcenter.org. Pick from these things. Sundays with Keisha D is weekly. Every Sunday. Monday, Mon Petit Salon is weekly every Monday. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor is weekly every Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Life is a Cabaret, that's select Wednesdays. And Thursdays, Cocktail Classics, that's select Thursdays. You can clear it all up at psculturalcenter.org. Thus, Renda. See, thus endeth a pretty good reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Tomorrow, Joey Pals, we're going to talk about Horse Rescue, the Desert Ensemble Theater, and we've got an up-and-coming new resident. Until then, you be well, and all the best.